Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday, January 17th, 2022. 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and really our first significant snowfall of really the winter season of 21-22. Last night, the snow certainly did come down. And I'm not sure what the total accumulation was, but it definitely was above what they thought it was going to be. Now, I have a funny story this morning, and I have a lot to talk about, and we have no guests this morning, obviously, because I was a little hesitant to book anybody to come in because of the weather. So it's you and me on the toll-free lines here this morning on the station. And by the way, I want to thank Adam for filling in on Friday. I said that Friday night, but I thank him for filling in last Friday. I had an appointment, so I was tied up. So I thank Adam for filling in. Now, I do want to let everybody know right off the bat just some things about the weather right now. Schools are not in today because of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So really no school delays or cancellations going on, but we are under a level one snow emergency as of midnight last night. Now, I want to tell you about this because this is kind of interesting. We here at the radio station, most everything comes by email now. And I got an email last night at midnight that we were under a level one snow emergency. Now, level one snow emergency means just be cautious. Stay off the roads if you can, but if you do go out, just be cautious of others. So that's what you should do. Now, the interesting thing is, sometimes they will send you emails telling you these things have been canceled, and sometimes they don't. So, we're going to hope that they will let us know when this is canceled, but as of midnight last night, I checked my email just moments ago. The only email that I have is that we are under a level one snow emergency. Now, the other thing that I want to let everybody know as I was traveling through town this morning is that there are some lights out, not street lights, but traffic lights out this morning. And I'm not really sure what caused that. Obviously, could have had something to do with the snow. But the traffic light, and there's some of the busiest traffic lights here in Marion. The traffic light at Main and Bell Fountain, right there, you know, before you turn on to Bell Fountain on Main Street down here, is blinking yellow at this particular point. So that's a busy little intersection there going down Main Street. And the traffic light around the corner at Bell Fountain and South Prospect is blinking red this morning. So there's that. And that's kind of a busy traffic light too, because people fly down South Prospect Street. So as of about 25 minutes ago, those traffic lights are both blinking. The traffic light at Main and Bell Fountain is blinking yellow, and the traffic light at South Prospect and Bell Fountain is blinking red. So those are the updates as I saw them this morning as I was coming in here. Now, I want to talk about the snowfall last night. Now, here's what's interesting. There was a lot of talk about this since about last Thursday, maybe even Wednesday night, when this storm first came on the radars. There was a lot of talk about how much snow we were going to get. Now, usually when you get to the night before, you pretty much know how much snow is going to fall, because the radar is pretty good. Now, yesterday afternoon, I was in my car, I'm going to say about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it must have been about 10, 15 minutes after 4. And I was listening to this station. And the weather report came on. And Adam did this extensive weather report yesterday on this Storm, which I guess is called Izzy. I don't know why we name snowstorms, but I guess we name snowstorms. I know we name hurricanes and things of that nature, tropical storms. I didn't know we named snowstorms, but okay. So, I'm listening to this very extensive weather report that Adam has on yesterday. And he starts off by saying that this storm could bring 10 inches in the state of Ohio. So, he's talking about 10 inches in the state of Ohio. I'll get back to this story in a second. Go ahead, caller.
They always put those lights on flash at Main and Prospect, because when you're going up the hill, if you happen to stop going up that hill, then the light turns green, you don't get started. So they always keep that on yellow flash.
So they put the one on Main and Prospect.
Yeah,
Which one?
Going up the hill.
Going up the hill.
Hill Street, yeah, at Hill and Main Street.
Right.
In front of the towers.
Right.
They always put that on flash during the winter because that gets slippery going up that hill. And if you stop, you don't get started going up the hill.
Oh, okay. Well, I wonder why the other one's blinking this morning.
Well,
just up the road from it on Bell Fountain and South Prospect.
Same thing. You've got a hill right there. And if you're going there and you get stopped by the traffic light, then you get ready to go. You don't move.
Well, here's what I don't understand.
Slippery.
Well, but this is, what is the side road there? What's, does it have a name, or is it Bell Fountain?
Yeah, Bell Fountain Avenue goes off at an angle.
Yeah.
At Main Street, the one to the left is Hill Street.
Right. But if you take a left, where the light's flashing on Main Street, if you take a left right there.
Yeah. And,
right. But, I mean, that's not really much of an incline there.
Well, it is if you get stopped dead.
Well, I mean, you would have to stop dead because it's blinking red.
What?
The one on South Prospect and Bell Fountain is blinking red.
Yeah, if you're going on Bell Fountain, going across Hill Street to Bell Fountain Avenue, yeah, that is flashing red. But you're not on a hill there.
Right, but I'm saying, why is that one?
Coming up Main, you're on a hill.
Right, but I guess why is that one even flashing?
On Prospect?
Yeah, the one on Prospect.
Well, so that people stop at the light.
Right, but don't, I mean, when the light's going, don't they normally stop?
Only on red.
Well, right, but I guess I'm it's a little dangerous there because the cars going down South Prospect, they're not stopping at all. And
right.
Now you've got the cars going down Bell Fountain have to stop.
Right.
Because it's
correct.
Red.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, they just start going, and some are turning, and some are not. And I think if they just let the traffic light operate there, it would be much easier. Now, the other one, I understand. If you get stuck on the hill, you don't want to slide backwards.
Well, same way with South Prospect. If you're going South Prospect and you get stopped there at that light, you're going to have trouble getting up the hill when the light turns green.
Hmm. Oh, you're saying if you're going south.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that makes sense. I don't know. You think there'd be a better way to do that? I don't know what.
Flash means caution and proceed, and red means stop. So that's why they do it that way.
Right.
They've always done that.
Huh. I guess being over here, I've never really paid much attention to it.
Yeah.
But that's interesting.
Years and years and years.
Well, you know what the problem is, though? Now the one on Main, now that was no problem, because obviously it's blinking caution, and you just turn, and that's that. But the one on Bell Fountain is a little tricky, because you have to stop before you go on to South Prospect, but yet the cars going on South Prospect are not stopping at all.
Correct.
And that's a little bit of a, because you've got some traffic. I mean, even this morning on this snowy day that's not a school day, there was quite a bit of traffic there this morning at 7:30.
Well, the solution to that is continue on down Delaware Avenue to Washington Street and go across, and you're right there in front of your building, basically.
Well, I tell you, it's every morning when I come here, I go down Washington. But this morning, I did not go down Washington because I couldn't see the road at all.
Right.
So I don't know. That's why I went up to... Normally, I would have never seen that, because I don't normally go down that far. I just turn down Washington and come up South Prospect.
Yeah. But Washington... Going up that hill is quite treacherous in this kind of weather.
Oh, I would... Well, I wonder what they do over on State Street. I mean, there's no light over there, I understand. But, I mean, if you would have to stop to turn into the towers, that could be very dangerous.
Well, there's not that much of a grade right there. There's more of a grade on Main Street.
That's true. That's true. But I guess there are no side turns really there. I mean, you can only really go into the alley next to the tower.
True. Yep.
But Prospect Street is a pretty traveled street.
Yeah. So you can't turn left on Hill Street because that's one way.
Right. Right. I don't know. I never noticed that they did that, but
yeah,
I mean, it's good.
They've done that for years and years.
If it prevents crashes, that's good.
Prevents accidents and also people, you know, getting traffic stopped, not being able to get up the hill.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's true.
All right.
Well, hey, thanks for the info. Bye bye. Well, that's interesting. You know, I've never lived really in this area to pay much attention to that. But I understand the one on Main Street totally, because that's quite an incline. And you probably would have an issue if you kind of went up that incline and it was icy or snowy. But down on Bell Fountain and South Prospect, that's a little more difficult, because you've got to stop if you're going down Bell Fountain for the traffic on South Prospect. And the traffic on South Prospect is blinking caution. So there you have it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you know what? 60 years ago, when most of us was driving, you had the stick shift, they called it. And that was the trick. What icy or not, you'd stop there for a light on that incline right there, and then you had to get your foot off the brake over on the clutch. Then you have to give her the gas. And that was a test. When you could do that smoothly, well, you was an official driver.
Well, you know what this reminds me of, and I went down it again over this weekend, is when you're going down, I think it's, I want to make sure I get this right, must be Center Street. When you're going down Center Street, and you get right there to Papa John's, the merge sign that the lane is going to end is on the ground. So this morning, on a morning like this, you would never see that, because the snow would cover that merge sign. So it just kind of reminds me of that. I wonder if other cities do that, turn these lights to caution in red on inclines or inclinations. Because I would think coming down the hill, like I was, if it was really icy and really snowy this morning, I might not be able to get stopped regardless.
We've had that for years, and I guess you get used to it, and if you're a newcomer, why, say your prayers.
And that's right. Take a different route, I guess.
That's right. Hey. Yeah, it's the locals, you know, they know about somewhat. Now, I've been here for a good many years driving, and I go uptown, and I get honked at a lot, you know. Hey, dummy, don't you see that sign on the ground? Well, I'm looking at the idiot coming across from out of those alleys and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah, the arrows on the ground are, I don't know. Anybody coming in here, I don't know how the judges would do that. If you're an out-of-towner, then they might give you leeway. And as long as nobody was injured or killed, why... they might give you a lead way. I don't know how the judge would do that traffic court. Why? There's a you're absolutely right there, Scott, and everybody else. But some of those ground markers, why? There's arrows going about three or four different ways, and time you look there, the lights changed, and you're still sitting there wondering which way you can go, and which lane you can get in to make a right hand turn or a left hand turn with snow cover is. But they got the little post up there, but sometimes the snow out of whatever direction blasters them, and they're all white. There's no error on there telling you, you know?
I agree, 100%.
Have a good one, Scott.
You too. Bye-bye. Stay safe out there. Well, you know, that's interesting to me now that I think about it. As I say, never really living over in this area, I never paid attention to the light down here. But if you were coming, like I was, down Main Street, because obviously Main Street is two-way, if you were coming down Main Street, that's a downhill slope, and the light is blinking yellow, which is caution. Well, if I couldn't get stopped going down the hill, I would just go on right through that, I would guess. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I believe we were taught when a light was flashing red or yellow, you stopped, and then you proceeded. You stopped with caution because both sides of traffic, all four, might be stopped. And if one goes through, think they've got the right of way, and the other one does.
Well, see, that's why I guess I don't... That's what I guess I'm not really understanding here. Now, Prospect has a little bit of an incline, but nothing like nothing like Main over by the towers. And that light there, I don't really understand it because it's blinking yellow, which I thought meant stop.
Caution, and, caution. I always do, but most people don't. And then over here, there's a street called Jackson. There's a stop sign, and it dips slightly. And when you break the stop for the stop sign, guess what? You go right through it across to the across the lane, the traffic on Clinton. You just go right across. So I learned to go a street down and stuff. But no, we were taught. I took the driver's ed in high school, and we were taught when it's flashing red or yellow, there's a problem somewhere. So you stop and then you proceed with caution.
Well, also, if you are coming from Bell Fountain. And I know a lot of people take that little alley there next to the towers to get over to State Street. So if you're right there and you decide just to go through because the light's flashing and then somebody's either coming up Main Street or down Main Street, I mean, couldn't this be a very dangerous situation?
That's what I said. And if you're coming down there on, I'm trying to say Main Street, and you go to stop even for a light when it's red, sometimes you just keep sliding.
Well, that's what that's what I got to thinking about. After the first caller called in, if I'm coming down Main Street and it's icy enough to where I can't get any traction, I'm going through that light like it or not.
Yeah, because we were taught in school that if it's flashing, there's a problem somewhere. Whether it's red or yellow, you stop. And then if there's four cars on all four sides, then you proceed with caution. And I never heard of that. When you're flashing, I always stop, but most people just keep going through. And then I wanted to tell you about Sue.
Go ahead.
Okay, I went by Thursday evening. It was just lightly getting dark, and her number is 446 Silver, and her house is the first one, and Monroe is that side street. And there was a car, I don't know whether that's her drive beside her house in that drive, but she has a built-in porch, I think a sunroom, what you call it. There were, like, in front of the windows, there was, like, I'm not going to say sheetrock, but things standing up there. But as I went by, I could see through, and I believe there was a slight little light on towards the back of the house. It was probably the kitchen. So I came home, and Friday morning, I sent her a letter. And I just told her that I was the lady that dropped, you know, some cat food off. You were interested in, you know, talking to her and stuff. I wrote her a short letter. So she should get that. I don't think she got it Saturday. She should get that today.
Oh, well.
And so she might be calling me, and then I put my address on it. If she's not there, the person that is, there is somebody in that house, should send it back.
Well, I appreciate that. Did you see any cats around there?
No, but it was kind of getting dark, and then I have a leg that's bothering me. And when you have to go up those steps, I can't do it, so I couldn't do that. I wasn't going to park across the street and try to go up her. There's a little embankment there, and I wasn't going to try that. So I thought, well, how could I do it? So I just put your phone number, the radio station, and said that, you know, you would like for her to call and stuff, and that you've been contacting other people that used to listen, you don't hear from anymore, that you'd like to hear from. And that's kind of how I put it. So.
Well, maybe we'll hear from old Sue today. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, if not today, it might be a day or two. I don't know how the mail's going and all that stuff. So give it two or three days, and see how it goes.
We'll see how it turns out. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, well, hopefully Sue does turn up. I guess her address is 446 Silver Street, and maybe she still lives there. Maybe she doesn't, but we're getting closer to finding out now that a letter has been dropped off at Sue's house with our phone number in it and a listener's address. Again, telephone number here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. So anyway, I want to get back to this weather report with Adam. So about 4 o'clock yesterday, I figure this is probably going to be the definitive weather report. So I'm driving home, and it had to be after 4 o'clock. So the weather report comes on, and this thing is like a minute and a half long. And it starts off by saying there's going to be 10 inches of snow because of this winter storm. But then it does say in the south, but it said 10 inches. And then it says for this area, 1 inch. And that was late in the day yesterday, so I thought, well, you know, it must not be too big of a deal. Well, we certainly got a lot more than 1 inch. Now, I'll be interested to see what the snow accumulation is, but definitely more than an inch. I don't, and could be more than the 3 inches, which was the top number that they were talking about as I went through the parking lots this morning. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars.
Yes. The person himself.
You mentioned earlier that I said southeastern Ohio. Athens and Vinton County. I mean, Vinton County is very rural, but Athens, I mean, it's a college county. They have a level 3. So I know a friend of mine, CJ, watches my video when I broadcast that during the show. That's where he lives, so he's probably at home listening intently to the show, as are our other friends in southeastern Ohio. We have a listener, Judy, I believe, in Chillicothe. That's not too far from there. But southeastern Ohio got almost a foot, it's hilly, so it depends upon exactly where. I know Huntington, West Virginia, they were talking about some major snow action. I mean, 1 inch was the prediction. You know, I go by a composite as well as, of course, my own extensive knowledge. And that was about, in some forecast, really predicted nothing more than a dusting. So it kind of depends where you are. And it did kind of increase as you go southeast. I got about 4 inches here near the Delaware and Franklin County border. I was actually out shoveling. Well, how much do you think we got?
I would bet it's pretty close to that.
Okay. Marion has a level 1. Franklin County's had a level 2 since around midnight and a level 1 for a while. And Marion just got a level 1. So they kind of added it.
At midnight. It came in at midnight.
Yeah. It may just depend where you are.
I don't know. I came from the complete east end all the way over here to the south end, and it was pretty much the same all the way around.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that much of a difference, but southeast was kind of the trajectory. And they were kind of showing that line, and literally it went right through, like, Marysville to Mount Vernon, kind of that line, and that's sort of close to where Marion is. We're a little bit west of there. So that pretty much took care of where it was a serious snowfall and where it was just a glorified dusting. But I think you got more than a glorified dusting over there. Then it's going to warm up later in the week and then cool down again. So we're getting into this winter pattern, but it hasn't gotten super cold. We might see single digits, but that's normal. I remember one winter, I mean, it was below zero all day, one day in January, and we have yet to see that.
Well, I think it just goes to show, even the day before, nobody can really predict the weather.
No, the snow is one of the most fascinating aspects of weather. And Ben Gelber was talking on Facebook that it's been a fairly mild winter. December had some record-breaking temperatures, but we had cold snaps. I think we've had so many warm snaps that they've skewed the average, and the snow is well below normal. I'm not sure what the average snow for Marion is, but it's probably around 30 inches. It's closer to 25 in Columbus, but kind of depends where you are, and when there's ground clutter and you're in a more urban area, of course, it tends to be less. But we're not close to that. Columbus has had, like, 1.6 inches, and that's at the airport. But since the airport is certainly southeast of me, they probably got 5 inches there, so that'll move our yearly total to closer to 7 inches, and still below pace, but we'll see what happens. You know, I enjoy the Four Seasons. I imagine, Scott, you're more of a four-season guy because you've always lived in this area. You know, Florida, yeah, it's parts of Florida, it's summer every day, but it gets a little boring after a while. I like to see a little bit of variety.
Well, it's nice, but on mornings like this, it is a little treacherous, especially when you're out before 8 o'clock in the morning. Now, usually by 10 o'clock in the morning, even the side roads are starting to get cleared off. But this morning, even the main roads were a little treacherous. And like I said, I could not come down Washington, which I normally do, because when I looked down Washington, I did not see any cars moving down there, and I could not see the street at all.
My street looks pretty covered. I shoveled my driveway. It's more fluffy, so I think it's passable. We should be at the point where they do shovel my street. I think it's 4 inches they'll shovel a side street. My street's kind of just off of a somewhat main road, so we'll see what they do. And sometimes, you know, they end up moving the plowed snow right in front of my driveway, but not a big deal. I can always take care of that snow. But yeah, I don't. You have to shovel your own snow, Scott, I believe. You know, the three seasonal chores, the snow shoveling, mowing, and raking. Raking is the only one that I really don't like. I don't mind shoveling, and I don't mind mowing. How do you stand on that stuff? Is raking your least favorite of those three, or do you hate all of them, or do you like doing them?
Well, I mean, you do what you gotta do.
Yeah, just raking. You know, raking. It's always like it's windy and the leaves just blow back where they were before, and then by the time you're finished, a new round of leaves fall. With the snow, you know, you can kind of compete with your neighbors because you take a look at your neighbors and see who got to the driveway first, whose driveway looks clearer.
So, well, like this morning, I did not even pull in the driveway here because that looked a little difficult.
It's a little bit on a slope, but. I think tomorrow and Wednesday it warms up a little bit, and that should pretty much take care of it. It's just the driveway there is a little unusual, but
we didn't have any of the house maintenance out there dealing with the snow this morning.
Yeah, not at 5 or 6 in the morning, no.
Oh well, we should probably go on then, probably like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, never quite know, but I think by Wednesday it'll be taken care of in the usual.
I think Wednesday, Mother Nature will take care of it.
Yeah, and the natural method. Then it's going to cool down, so then whatever's left over will just turn into ice.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it adds some variety, and I don't really mind. You know, you can kind of predict what you think we're going to get. And if we have listeners like in Lima or places that are northwest of Marion, I'd be interested in knowing what they got, because Marion was right in that line of where it was in just a big dusting versus something more serious.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
See you later, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, I guess now you will know if there's ever a big snowstorm, it's not that I did not try to come in. I probably just could not park anywhere in this neck of the woods. But I guess that's the way it may. I have to wait till 1 o'clock to come in on those days, and then give the reports. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 45 minutes past the hour. If the line's been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so give us a call, 740-383-9944. I don't know what the total accumulation was. I'm guessing somewhere between 2 and 4, which is pretty much what a lot of people were predicting. We heard between 1 and 3. I think it probably ended up between 2 and 4. I don't know how far north this thing ended up going. I really didn't get a chance to check any of the television stations or anybody who reports this morning. But if you have any, I know a lot of people love to measure the snow. Is there anybody out there this morning who has measured the snow or who has turned on the television who has an accurate number of how much snow came down last night? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, we're still on a level one as far as I know. I have not gotten any updates otherwise. And the lights are blinking on Main and South Prospect. That is interesting to me, though. I did not know that was always the case, but I would think that if you were coming down Main Street and it was icy or terribly snowy, you would have a terrible time getting stopped. I think that would be just incredibly treacherous. And what is the rule? See, I always thought the rule on a yellow light flashing was stop and proceed with caution. Because if you don't stop at all, and you've got cars coming from at least three directions, if nobody stops, you could really have a fender bender there. Now, I thought a red blinking light meant stop. Maybe I'm wrong here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, the way I understand it, on a yellow light, when it's blinking like that, you don't stop. You slow down.
Well, here's my... It could be. But now here's my problem with that. The yellow light is blinking over on Main right now. Now, we've got cars coming both directions on Main. And then we've also got a car that could come off of Bell Fountain that goes into that... Well, you could go on Main, or you could go...
Across Main,
yeah, to that alley next to the tower. And a matter of fact, that alley next to the tower is not one way. So you could be coming off. So if none of those cars stop, or
their lights are flashing red on the cross street, their lights are flashing red. They have to stop.
Well, that's good. So really, there's only two chances of there being an issue.
Main Street being the throughway, that's caution. You don't stop on a caution. If you stop on a caution, you're not going to get started on that road. You're going to slide back down that road.
So now on South Prospect, is that the same? Is it, because I couldn't see the north and south of it.
Bell Fountain flashing red, Prospect flashing yellow. You don't stop. You slow down. Bell Fountain stops because they're flashing red. You have to stop.
Huh.
Just like if you go through Waldo. When you go through Waldo, they got that flashing red light there. It's like a four-way stop right there next to G&R.
Right.
They have a light that's flashing red. It's flashing red both ways. I don't know why they don't just have stop signs up there. I don't know, but they have a flashing red light. You have to stop. If it's flashing yellow, you wouldn't stop. You slow down.
Well, you know, I do understand that you would probably slide backwards on these inclines, but, you know, it's kind of difficult if you're sitting at the side where you do have to stop, because if there's a good line of traffic, and sometimes there is on Main and South Prospect, you could be sitting there quite a while, and there's always a lot of traffic coming from Bell Fountain Avenue. I think it's all the people who work down there coming to, and I think had school been in today, it would have been a lot worse.
Yeah. Well, the way I've always done it, if I'm coming off of Bell Fountain and my light's flashing red and the other one's flashing yellow, is I'll time it because that light down on Columbia isn't flashing. It's working normal. The one that goes across Columbia, where Columbia goes across Prospect down there next to Colby's, that light's working normal. So if you're sitting there on Bell Fountain waiting to get out, all you have to do is wait till that light turns red, the traffic empties out, and you'll have at least enough time to turn right on the Prospect. And then if you need to come back, you can go down to Walnut, go up Walnut, the Main Street, or Delaware, and then come back. There's tons of ways to get around this town. You just have to know the town. It's really screwed up, but you have to know the town.
See, to me, I would guess that if it was really snowy or really icy, I probably know that when I pull out of my house. And I would avoid, because there are plenty of ways to avoid it, I would just avoid that one area of Main Street and South Prospect, because it is such of an incline. But, you know, I think like over here on Gurley Hill, which I think is much more inclined, and of course it doesn't get the traffic that Main Street gets. But I wonder if you live on Gurley Hill and you're trying to come down it, how in the world do you stop if somebody's coming down State Street?
Or down Vine.
Yeah, how in the world do you get your car stopped?
While I was younger, I used to know guys that had four-wheel drive trucks that went over there just to see if they could climb that hill in the winter.
Yeah, yeah. To me, that's a much steeper hill. And like I said, I understand there are no lights over there.
There's an alley back there somewhere, isn't there?
Somewhere back there, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the alley's got quite the incline that actual Gurley Hill does. It'd probably be safer to go down that alley, if you were able to go down that alley. Of course, if the weather gets bad enough where it's like that, just stay in the house.
Well, like, yeah,
let the fire trucks do their job.
Yeah, I think that's the ultimate idea. Unless you have to be out for some reason, don't go out.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching fire trucks go down my road. Oh, I probably watched. They probably went up down my road 3-4 times before I went to bed. I live out here on 309.
Now,
309.
Have you heard how much snow fell last night?
No, but looking at my deck, I got at least 3 inches sitting on my deck.
See, I always take a look at my, I have a table, glass table, sitting on my back patio, which I can see out my back door. And I always look at that, because that's fairly flat, and that's not near anything that's blowing or anything. And when I saw that this morning, and I saw, it had to be between 3 and 4 inches on that, I thought, well, that must be about what it was.
Yeah, this one railing I'm looking at on my deck, it's up near the house, so I don't think it got too much wind, and there's quite a bit of snow packed on top of that railing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this was consistent all the way around this table, and this table's, you know, the size of a kitchen table, so it was between, I'm guessing closer to 4 inches all the way around than three, maybe even a little more than that. So I'll be interested to know what the total snowfall was last night.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to watch the news at noon today.
That's right. Well, or somebody can just go outside with a ruler right now and stick
well,
it.
If I do that, it's going to be 3-4 inches of snow where I'm measuring.
You know that
another part of my deck and measure, and it's probably not an inch.
You know, here's a secret for, I don't know if this ever has been let out of the bag, but, you know, I worked at WMRN for 5 years, and one of my duties when I would fill in for the news director, and I was the news director there for a period of time, was measuring the snow. Now, WMRN, for a long time, has been, I think it started in the 70s, has been the official weather reporting station for the state. We actually used to have to keep records of rainfall and snowfall and temperatures, highs and lows, for the state. There was a record that we would send off to the state every so often. I mean, do you know how we measured the snow? We walked out back with a yardstick and stuck it in the ground.
That's a good way to measure the snow.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, if you have a ruler, same thing. If you walked out back and found a place where it was not drifting, and if you stuck that in the snow right now, you would get pretty much what they get as an accurate weather depiction.
Yeah, that's really hard out where I live because the wind's always blowing. I got snow drift out next to my shed. I got snow drift in front of my garage door. I don't know. I haven't opened my garage door yet this morning.
Well, anybody out there with a yardstick who's got, I mean, you can't measure the drifts, but anybody who's got flat land anywhere outside and you can get an accurate depiction, if you just stick that yardstick in there, you're pretty much going to get the depiction that the radio stations have always gotten around here.
Well, maybe somebody will call in and measure for you, because I can't measure out here. There's no way. There's no way I can measure out here, not with the wind blowing the way it does.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, that's interesting. Now, I guess that's probably right. If the light's blinking yellow, just go. I maybe proceed with caution, although I don't know how you would stop on Main Street at this particular point. But if the light's blinking red, you treat it like a stop sign. You have to stop and then go when it is clear. Although today I would not want to be in that alley next to the towers. That I'm guessing did not get plowed really good. 740-383-9944. How much snow fell in your area? Or has it been reported on television yet this morning? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if anybody knows. Okay. Let's see here. Well, we've talked a lot about the snow this morning. You know, Here's something that I've always been curious about. We talk about side streets and all of that. We'll come back to that in just a second. Just a second. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott. Windpipe, once again. The National Weather Service actually has a site where it tells you the number of inches.
See, I don't trust them, though.
National Weather Service?
Well, they're not here. I mean, where did they get their information?
I would assume it's some official observers like the storm spotters. Well, it says Marion got 4, Bucyrus 3. That would make sense as it was kind of a southeastern phenomenon. Marysville 3, Lewis Center, which is closer to me, 2.8. You may have gotten more than I did, which is not what was being forecast.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you look at the weather models when you...
I look at multiple things, multiple surfaces.
I mean, do you look at, like, a radar?
One of the things I look at, and sometimes, and I also reword it and put a little humor into it. You know, nothing that I do is ever with a lack of humor.
So well, depends on who's listening. Humor is subjective.
And, yeah, the airport, Columbus Airport, that's the 17th. Yeah, Columbus Airport got 2. So looks like Marion actually got more. You're right. That's not what was forecast. I think it started later. We had just some light flurries yesterday afternoon, and then it kind of became a real snow just after sunset. And yeah, New Rome, which is west, even though New Rome doesn't exist anymore, 3.2 inches. So Marion looks like it's number one, if you believe this National Weather Service stuff.
Well, I told you that stuff's hinky. Now, I would believe that we got 4 inches, but...
That's pretty much what the scoop is. Like, let me just see, like, what did Athens get? Because they have a level 3 right now, and they're certainly in the path. And I said Huntington.
You know what? I have a yardstick here. I'm going to go out during the break, and I'll just measure this.
Well, Athens got 6.8. Nelsonville got 9. That's quite a bit. You know, 9 inches, that's more than a third the normal snowfall for the whole year in Columbus. Huntington, West Virginia, I know they had some pretty serious warnings going on. Yeah, this is kind of fascinating. Huntington, the airport got 7, so it looks like Athens got more. But, you know, 7, that's still significant. But, I used to live in Rochester, and 7, that's no big deal. I have friends in Erie. One sent a photo where his car kind of bottomed out, and the road was pretty adventurous. So, I mean, this is kid stuff compared to what they get to the northeast of us. But, still pretty significant. Okay, Scott, we'll see you later.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, the windpipe there, calling in this morning, 740-383-9944. I do have a yardstick. I forgot that we have a yardstick here in the studio. So during the break, I will go outside and see if there is any flat land that has not been touched anywhere around the studio here and see what our official snow accumulation is. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me.
Yes.
I just called the patrol. He told me that a red light always stops the flashing. The yellow light slows way down, but you keep going with caution. And I said, but what if one side is green? You don't know what the other side is. I guess they're never green. And I said, I took it. Those sides always stopped. He said, well, who would know how to proceed, you know? And to me, and I could never figure this out. One time I did. It's always the driver to the right has the right of way. Well, the driver to the right, to me, is always, you know, everybody. Because down on Powell Road, when you go down that 315 down around there, there's those 4 stops. And one will stop, and then they'll let the other, you know, 2 sides go, and then you go, and they keep doing that. But, and I told him, I said, well, Linus was always on the radio. I think every Friday at WMRN. I said, why don't you have somebody to, you know, if Scott would at the radio station. He said, well, Lance is in tomorrow. I guess he's the corporal or over it. I don't know, something there. And so if you want to give him a call, he might be on your show if you want to do that.
Well, it'd be good to know. So basically, for everybody out there driving who's listening to us right now, if a light's blinking yellow, slow down but go through it. Don't stop. And if a light's blinking red, stop and look both ways.
It's like a red light. And I said it doesn't make sense because you don't know what the other driver's going to do because the red light might think flashing red I can go to. And I always stop. I mean, I slow down and I come to almost a stop, and then I go, because I never know what that other driver's doing. But you said, no, if it's flashing yellow, I guess they have it set up where it's never green. One of them's green, you know, it, or something. So I said, well, to me, it makes sense everybody stop. But that's what he said.
Well,
so,
hey, thanks for the call.
Goodbye.
All right. Well, hey, stick with us here. I'm going to go out and measure the snowfall here, get your most accurate snowfall accumulation total here in Marion, and I'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
It's Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, so glad to see you.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Scott. I'm always amazed at all of